guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why, you didn't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. My name is Ben. With me are my sisters Beth and Heather. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And I don't know that I've said that in the last couple of episodes.
Oh, fumbled the bag.
Oh, boy. But.
Gotta go back and re-record.
It is, it is springtime. It is springtime, and with it comes weather.
As opposed to.
Because there's not weather in the other season.
Sometimes stormy weather accompanies spring. You know,
April showers
bring the Mayflowers and whatnot. And what do Mayflowers bring?
Pilgrims.
So, we thought that we would do an episode dedicated to songs that relate to weather. So, you know.
The listeners are probably going, wow.
So
really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But there are a ton of songs that, because like, I almost like thought to myself, we should have just done rain songs,
yeah,
or we should have just done sunshine songs, or we should have just done wind songs, because there's enough on all of them, mm-hmm, to, and I guess we, you know, the Christmas episodes have done fairly well. We could save snow, maybe do a snow episode later, but
yeah.
Anyway. Point being, we're going to do weather songs, and anything that has related to weather, whether it be sunshine, rain, tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons. Earthquake's not really weather, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a weather event.
I would not say that's a weather
you know,
event. But yeah, anything relating to weather was fair game, and so we're going to make an episode out of it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're going to do. Before we get started, remember that we have multiple, somebody's scrambling over there. We have multiple ways to get in touch with us on social media. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. We invite you to join both. Just search for The Music List and you'll find us there. X, formerly known as Twitter, is at The Music List PC. And Instagram is, I never can remember Instagram. What's Instagram?
The Real Music List Podcast.
At The Real Music List Podcast. So get in touch with us there. And we also have an email, which is, if you want to email us, I don't know why you would want to email us, but if you want to email us, it is themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com. So, best weather songs. And the way that we do this is, we're going to have three rounds where we each draft a song. That's going to give us a total of nine. Then we're going to try to cut those nine down to five. And then we're going to rank those five to give us the best five weather songs in the history of songs.
The definitive list of weather songs.
Yeah. What we have learned is you cannot trust Rolling Stone for crap.
That's true.
Don't trust those lists. We are much better at making lists in Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
And I would say no disrespect to Rolling Stone, but by God, I think I do mean some disrespect to Rolling Stone.
Full disrespect.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good point. Sean, producer, says we are the music list.
Yeah. We're not, so not a music list.
Not a, we are the music list.
That's right.
By God. So you keep up with that down there. So
Stone Cold Steve Austin over here.
So, we snake draft, which and the drafting order for this episode is I got the first lottery ball, so I draft first. Beth drafts second, Heather drafts third, and then that means that Heather will draft first in the second round. I would draft last in the second round, but then I get to draft first in the third round, and Heather will draft last, and Beth's in the middle in every round. Mm-hmm. That's the way that's going to work. So, weather songs. It seems pretty straightforward.
What was your criteria?
But I mean, to be fair, there was some criteria. Yes, it had to have weather in it. The more that weather played into the song, I felt like the better.
Oh.
You know, like.
I didn't know
if
that.
If you say walking on sunshine. And then you don't mention sunshine throughout. Well, that's obviously, you're not really walking on sunshine. That's a metaphor. So I do like.
So you want literal.
I do like for some. Now, I say that my first pick's not that way at all. At all. But, and then obviously I want it to be a really good song. So I did like it. The more that the weather played into the song.
Okay.
And referenced it in continuously, not just as like one little section. I like that a lot. And then obviously it had to be a good song.
Somebody, I need you to flag that statement right there, just so we, in case it comes back in an argument later. I just want to remember you said that. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm all about it. I like it.
Did y'all have anything else? Or was that it's pretty straightforward.
No, I didn't.
It's about weather.
It's, yep. Yeah. And yeah, I did not consider how, like a quota of how much weather reference there is in the song. I didn't have that, but that's interesting to know.
That's
after you've made your list and done your research and
Right. Showing
up here to record the podcast. We'll see how that.
But I mean, we all have our own little. We need to all bring something different to the table. Otherwise, we'd all have the same list.
Uh-huh.
Right? Thank God they're different. It would be a very boring show.
Wouldn't it?
Be a very boring episode. You know what? I'll just go ahead and pick.
Okay.
Sure.
So, the first pick for me, and thus the first pick of the draft, because I draft first. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
You know, in Monty Python, the holy hand grenade, and the counting shall be three. not two, not four. Anyway, the first pick is Cream's Sunshine of Your Love.
I'm with you, my love. The light shining.
Can we hear just a little bit of that? Here we go. Okay. So this was released as a single on what was, at the time, Cream's best-selling album, Disraeli Gears. There's actually a funny story about why they called it Disraeli Gears. It was somebody made a snafu and called it Disraeli, which was named after a prime minister from somewhere. But it was really like a different kind of a gear on a car, and it was the wrong thing. So they just said, oh, we're going to name our album this incorrect thing. The song actually came on the heels of the Summer of Love, 1967. And so this mix of blues, hard rock, and psychedelic stuff that they've got mixed all into the song, it was really just kind of released at the perfect time for that. It was almost not released at all. Jerry Wexler, who was had a massive hand in producing, signing, and partnering with people like Led Zeppelin, Ray Charles, Allman Brothers. He called the demo of this song psychedelic hogwash, and he wanted it left off the album. Thankfully for us all, Booker T of Booker T and the MGs and Otis Redding, they both loved the demo, and they had enough pull to get it put back onto the album. It is on almost every big journal's list of greatest songs of all time. Rolling Stone, VH1, Q Magazine, to name a few. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame calls it one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. The song itself uses a pentatonic scale, but the guitar riff is in a blues scale. And to my understanding, that means that the blues is actually in a minor scale. So playing over a minor scale, over the pentatonic scale. And it reminds me a lot of Hey Joe from Jimi Hendrix, kind of the same kind of way that they were using the two different scales. And it's not that surprising because Clapton noted that the influence that they went to a Clapton concert, Cream went to a Clapton, to a Jimi Hendrix concert, and they all of them agreed how much influence Jimi Hendrix had on that particular song, especially, and on how Cream sounded moving forward. but that marriage between major and minor scales, at the same time, it doesn't provide like any dissonance, which is odd because you're playing two different scales at the same time. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if you go read about this song in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they measure it to finding balance between the sun and the moon. That sounds pretty neat. Q Magazine places it number 19 on the greatest guitar tracks of all time. And as a side note, Sunshine of Your Love is a direct precursor to Led Zeppelin. So if you can kind of hear the hard rock overtones, the psychedelic stuff in there. And it's got still has that heavy blues riffs and harmonic patterns that Led Zeppelin became known for. And kind of don't want to say this was, you know, the beginning of heavy metal music, but it certainly laid the foundation for what would become the beginning of heavy metal music. As far as the lyrics are concerned, the whole thing is really, as best that I can understand, is that he's laying there with his lover, and it's all about the sunshine pouring in on her while they're in bed. It's near dawn, and then the sunshine of your love. So that's the sunshine part. And to be fair, it does go back to that, and it talks about the light over and over and over again. So I do feel like, even though I said number one did not reference weather a whole lot, I know Heather's going to be like super nitpicky because of what happened in the last episode. And so I do want to say that after closer examination, I would say that this song does reference the sunlight enough to meet my definition that I had set at the beginning of the episode. That is all.
All right. My first pick is Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
So on VH1 Storytellers, James Taylor said that this song was about several incidents throughout his early recording career, so it's written in three parts. The first part is about a childhood friend who died by suicide while he was working on his first album, and his friends at home thought that the news would distract him, and then he found out 6 months later that that had happened. The second part deals with his struggle with drug addiction and depression, and then the third part deals with his coping with fame and looking back at how he got there. Carole King played piano on this in 1998. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. So even though it's specifically written to James Taylor's experiences, it still lands as a universal because we can all kind of reflect on the highs and lows of life. I've seen Fire and Rain. I've seen Sunny Days. I've had lonely times. And being released in 1970, it became an anthem for a generation that was facing a lot of change and uncertainty. So the themes of loss and resilience and hope can really speak to any generation because the world is always changing, right? And every generation faces something new, something different. So I think that's why it lasts. But as far as weather goes, you know, obviously Fire and Rain, Sunny Days, Back Turned Towards the Sun, Cold Wind Blows. So lots of references to weather throughout. So that will check your box, good sir. But yeah, I think this is one of my favorite songs, just period, not weather songs, just like I love this song. It's got lyrical depth, emotional connection. It's just good. That's all.
I've seen James Taylor in concert. And he is a deceptively good guitar player. Mm-hmm. You know, like so many of his songs are really kind of low key,
yeah,
and chill. But some of the flourishes that he puts in with his picking hand are pretty picking good. You
and
know,
to be singing at the same time,
yeah. So I mean, he is deceptively stellar on mostly acoustic. I don't know that he plays a lot of electric guitar, but I mean, like almost the entire concert he was with. He was with an acoustic, just sitting in a chair with an acoustic guitar and a small little band behind him and some background singers. But
sweet.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. Heather?
Okay. My first pick is the 1992 epic November Rain. Okay, so this is from Use Your Illusion 1. It reached number 3 on the Billboard charts, which what is unusual about that is it clocks in at 8 minutes and 57 seconds. So, and that's not even their longest song, but it was a big hit. I think what's important about this song is it marks a huge show of range and a big departure from Appetite for Destruction. You know I love me some Guns N' Roses, and you know how much I love Appetite, but this is an epic symphonic power ballad. So they showed that they can do that really grungy, just down and dirty rock, or they can put an orchestra behind them and do these big epic pieces. This is one of my favorite Slash solos, and Slash is one of my favorite lead guitarists because his solos are so lyrical. He can be flashy, but mostly where I think his strength lies is he makes a guitar sing like few people do. The video is iconic as far as early 90s. I mean, it was in heavy rotation on MTV. It is inspired by the short story Without You
by Dale James. And it took me years to find that story because, well, in 1992, you couldn't just go Google something. So when I could Google something, I finally was able to find that short story several years ago. And it's about a rock star that is struggling after his girlfriend commits suicide when she finds him cheating. And then it goes from bad to worse. And the video definitely references that short story. It makes the video make a little bit more sense once you have read the story, but you can still kind of follow along. The reference to weather, besides the title, of course. You know, he says, when I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained. But darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the same? Nothing lasts forever, and we both know hearts can change, and it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. So it talks about how fleeting love in a relationship can be. Obviously, the rain is a metaphor for hard times. And, you know, later on down, it says, so never mind the darkness. We still can find a way because nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. besides the fact that it is such a huge show of range for them as a band, it's also pretty, you know, it's core memory territory for people my age. This came out when I graduated high school. So, you know, as I was senior in high school, freshman in college, this was all over the place. So that's my first pick. Oh, and then I get...
You get another one.
Okay.
You go back to back.
All right. Now this next one, is going to check all your boxes as far as it being centered around the weather event. And it is Tornado by Little Big Town. Another one of those. It's another Reba moment. Video. You can just fast forward it a little bit. I didn't realize that there was.
I'm gonna leave you guessing how this funnel is gonna hit. I'm a tornado. Looking for a man to break.
Co-written by Natalie Hemby, who is now a member of the High Women. So, great songwriter. It's just this swampy, stompy, relentless, just the percussion, just it's that relentless, straight, you know, that it's coming for you. And the lyrics are great. I mean, she's going to destroy this guy for cheating on her. She's a tornado, and I'm going to lift this house, spin it all around, toss it in the air, and put it in the ground. And so everything, every, you know, verse, chorus is in reference to that metaphor of a tornado, you know, and her anger and her destruction and revenge. And I dig it, and I'm here for it. And
you know what the beginning sounds like?
What?
No diggity.
Oh, kind of. I'll never hear it the same way. But, yeah. Okay. I'll have to.
You can do a fun little mashup with that.
You could do a fun mashup. be a little jam.
So,
all right,
tornado. And as people who live in
Tornado Alley,
Tornado Alley.
Yep,
we are quite familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, yes. Yep. Okay, is that
that's my second pick.
All right, my second pick is "Dust in the Wind" by Kansas. Certified 3x platinum. It's surprisingly the only Kansas song to hit the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. I would have thought Carry On Wayward Son would have done that, but apparently not. So as far as weather goes, we're talking about wind the whole time. it's an existential like crisis happening. It's reflective. Change is inevitable. Nothing's permanent. But the earth and the sky. And I think we've all kind of had that feeling, and it makes you, like if you're looking out at the ocean, if you're standing on the shore, or you are, I think back to like when Dad would take us and we would go watch the meteor showers, and you're like laying and you're looking at the sky and this vast expanse, and you feel so small, and like you, it takes you out of that normal mode, which is I'm the main character of the world, and it you feel like, wow, I am actually nothing. Just a drop of water in an endless sea. So that resonates with generation after generation because we all have these thoughts. It's a normal thing to have that moment of like, oh my gosh, I'm actually like when you're driving and sometimes you think all these other people, they have their own lives and they don't even know that I exist. So in the late 70s, this was very different musically from a lot of the more produced rock of its time, like Boston, Foreigner, Heart, that kind of stuff. And it's also very different from a lot of other Kansas songs. It's introspective and vulnerable, that violin solo instead of like this spicy guitar solo that you're going to normally get. It's philosophical in nature, so that allows it to endure. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I do like "Dust in the Wind." We sang "Carry On My Wayward Son" when I was in junior high choir.
Really,
and it was one of my favorite things that we ever.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that seems difficult for a junior high group.
We were very fortunate to have number one a fantastic junior high choir director. Miss Tanner was one of the best.
Yeah,
and then I think it was actually seventh grade boys choir. Mm. So we just did it. It was seventh grade boys choir. And we, not to toot our own horns or anything, but we were a pretty good group of guys. We had a pretty strong group, fortunately. And so I remember that was a lot of fun. And that was probably my first foray with Kansas, you know, was seventh grade Carry On My Wayward Son. But
what were your subsequent forays with Kansas?
"Dust in the Wind."
Okay.
Probably me. Like I never owned any Kansas albums, you know, but, I stand corrected. I bought a Kansas album, vinyl. It was relatively cheap, and it had "Dust in the Wind" on it. Is it "Dust in"? Is that the name of the album? What's the name of the album?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. I think not.
Not "Dust in the Wind."
We could probably Google it.
We can. We can.
Because I think probably not, because it was like a late addition. Because the guy came in and was like, hey, I was just kind of playing around with this. And they were like, where's this talent been, good sir?
Let's make it the title track of our new album.
Yeah.
It's the point of no return. Mm-hmm. There's another Kansas song.
But you.
That I know.
That you forayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forayed that one.
Okay.
It's my turn. Can we just go to the next pick, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I think we probably should. So, 1991, hit number one on the country charts, Garth Brooks, The Thunder Rolls.
Real Garth or fake Garth?
3:30 in the morning.
Not that Garth.
That's real.
That's
Garth.
Real Garth.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield. There's a storm moving in.
What's he playing this off?
He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel
gown. I'll talk a little bit, and I'd like to turn it up back for the chorus. I think the video's been discussed before in another episode.
Yeah.
I don't want to rehash that, but we're about to hit the chorus.
And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
All right, so like I said, I don't want to rehash the whole video deal again, but one thing that I think is an important point about the video is that when it got pulled off of TNN and CMT, one music video station decided to run it, and that was VH1.
Yeah.
VH1 started running. And so I think looking back at it, I wonder, you know, Garth Brooks was the headline artist that created this wide, it broadened the country landscape for people that did not previously listen to country music. Even in Arkansas, we're in one of the most redneck hillbilly states in the union, and people, there were still a lot of people that don't listen to country, and especially in the 90s didn't listen to country. Well, Garth Brooks opened doors for people to start listening to country that never listened to it before. And I'm wondering how much of that had to do with all of a sudden now you've got this country star on VH1 with a kind of a risky kind of play on the controversial video. And we all know that Garth Brooks is the pathway that led to so many country artists making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we Alan Jackson doesn't sell the albums that he sells without Garth Brooks. Travis Tritt doesn't. Shania Twain doesn't. I mean, he's the one that opened the door. And, you know, looking as I was doing the research for this particular song, I was left to wonder how much of that is VH1 playing this video when nobody else. You know, because if the other people don't know that country exists, why would they going to go out and suddenly listen to it? Now, Friends in Low Places came before this, and Friends in Low Places was a massive, everybody knows this hit. But you wonder if this is the one where people thought, okay, this Garth Brooks guy now has two songs, you know, and that changes the complexion of things quite a bit. But that part of the video I did want to discuss. Now, the song itself. The song itself is an extended metaphor. Brooks said he wanted the song to show how the storm inside that particular marriage was mirroring the stormy weather outside. And it does what country music does so very well, which is tell a story. And it is a great story. It's a sad story. It's one that includes domestic abuse. And if you go to a Garth Brooks concert and you listen to the last verse, which is really about the only place you can hear the last verse, yep, then it actually ends in murder. The, you know, wife takes matters into her own hands. But obviously the song did a lot to raise awareness for domestic violence, but the tension mounts first to verse to the end of the third verse. If you go to see him live, you'll get to see the conclusion to that story. The accompanying music, excuse me, to me sets exactly the right tone. Co-writer Pat Alger immediately grabbed a guitar when he heard the hook from Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks said he started this little rolling lick in D minor. You know, and I don't know if he meant to use rolling as a pun because it was thunder, but it is kind of like rolling thunder throughout. And then the word painting and the painting with the music, with the chorus, never stops. You get these long notes on thunder because thunder is sometimes long, and the thunder rolls. And then you get this triplet, but the lightning strikes. So you get that triplet, that fast lightning strikes, and then you hear the boom, boom, boom from the music coming after it. And so really felt like the composition was really, really well done to mirror the what we know about storms and to turn that into kind of a musical, I don't know, a representation of thunder and lightning to, and that goes along with the words that include thunder and lightning. Very well done. And Garth's goal of marrying those two storms together gets, I think it gets accomplished very well. And to Brooks' credit, he emotes the song very well. You know, he's not a tremendous vocalist. I would not call Garth Brooks one of the best male vocalists of the 90s. I think he gets great songs. Some of them he writes, some of them he doesn't. But I think he's the best entertainer maybe in the history of country music. Shania Twain's up in that discussion. Mm-hmm. Where you place Taylor Swift on the country pop paradigm, she is certainly putting herself in that conversation as well. But Garth Brooks is a freaking dynamo on stage.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's all over the place. I think he's, in my opinion, the best entertainer in the history of country music. But the way that he performs this song, like, there are parts of it that are almost a whisper, just is able to draw you in like a storyteller draws in a listener. And so while he's not necessarily a great singer in this particular case, he does seem to be a great storyteller. And because it's a story and because of the content of the story, I think he did a phenomenal job. And as a result, I think that this song, maybe his best work. I mean, if you were to ask me, like, and I like Garth Brooks. I mean, like, particularly early Garth Brooks. And this is pretty early. Second album. But that's my pick.
Okay. And you get another one. Are you? he's unwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. Okay. You like country? I like country. And so we're going to go with another country song.
Okay.
That was from 1991. This one is 1981. Weatherman, Hank Williams Jr. Tell me if you, the beginning of this sounds familiar.
Man, what is your
about to get into some barometric pressure for a second. Well, this is the chorus, but... Cause I've had too many highs and too many lows. This is live, by the way. Too many storms and tornadoes. I need some blue skies and sunshine. I need a good... All right, Heather's over there laughing at my selection. But this was not a single. It was on the 1981 album, The Pressure Is On. The album itself did have two very recognizable songs, A Country Boy Can Survive and All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. Let's talk about Bo Cephas for a little bit. Hank Jr. has 10 number ones and over 40 top 10 hits on the country charts. He's one of the most recognizable names in history of country music. His personality is legendary, and whether you like him or you don't like him, he is more than a country singer. He's a persona. I mean, he's recognizable whether you know country music or not. But I think Hank Jr. is a guy that requires deep dives. You should be singing Family Tradition at the karaoke bar. You should play Whiskey Bitten Hellbound whenever you feel like it. And you should play All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight when it's party time. But if you don't do a deep dive into Hank Jr.'s catalog, you're doing yourself a disservice. He made a killing off of songs that were radio, massive hits. But he also has this large collection of like cult classics that people that really like Hank Williams and dive in all generally agree that maybe did not chart, like Outlaw Women, Blues Man, I've Got Rights, Dinosaur, and this is another one that, for me, I love this song. I love this song. And so there are songs that I think are actually better than the ones that hit the radio. And I don't know why that is. Maybe they don't hit whatever formula the people at the record company are looking for. But Weatherman falls into that category for me. But once you reach adulthood, you're gonna hit a time in your life when you feel like everything is wrong. Where, you know, there's gonna be some point in your life where you feel like your relationship's not right, your job's not right, you're broke. You may be worse than broke. You may be in debt up to your eyeballs. You just feel like it's really depression, I guess. I mean, at some point you're gonna go through depression if you're an adult. It's going to happen. And when you have that depression, you're going to feel like you just want one thing to go right. Dear God, can one thing go right? And this song is really all about that. It's like, I just need a good night tonight. You know, I just need a good forecast tonight. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I ain't going to worry about just tonight, for the love of God. Give me a good forecast tonight. So, you know, to me, you know, at this point, that's one thing that country does really well. When things are going bad, there's a country song for you.
Yep.
And so, man, does this song have weather? Holy crap. This guy was pulling out every weather phrase out of the book, man. It's like he just went over to Todd Jacoby and just started pulling out of his dictionary. Todd Jacoby's one of our local weathermans. Todd, if you listen to the Music List podcast, shout out to the best weatherman in Arkansas.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, so absolutely. It definitely clears the weather hurdle. Can we all agree with that?
That's true. It's very on the nose with the weather.
Yes, it is.
I think Heather thought this pick was a joke. She was over there laughing at it.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't laughing at your pick.
Did you see her laugh? I thought I
was laughing at your dancing.
Oh. Oh, but the beginning. What song do y'all think that was?
So actually two things. Like
I heard Simple Man
and Wonderful Tonight.
Wonderful Tonight is the one that just like it really screams out to me.
Yeah, Wonderful. When I heard, when I listened to this for the first time, I was like, oh, that sounds like Wonderful Tonight. And then just listening to it now, I heard Simple Man. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which I know for a fact that Hank Jr. was a big Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
Shocker.
Didn't I don't know how much he liked Clapton, but I mean that was like even the tone, even the guitar tone was almost on the button. Mm-hmm. So I'm out of picks.
Okay. So
it's Beth's turn.
Yes. So you're talking about, we've been talking a lot about storms. And I think it's time to lighten the mood with Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Yep. Starts off and it's kind of like, it feels kind of chaotic because it's just like that beat that comes in and he comes, you know, and he starts singing about Mr. Blue Sky. And let's talk about weather, because like this is not even a metaphor. This is literally, the man was in the mountains and it had been cloudy forever, and then the sun shone and there was a blue sky, and he wrote a song about it. Whole song. Thank goodness we have blue skies now. So, and that's throughout the whole song there. But it just really hits the ground running. You can hear some Bee Gees, Beatles influence, especially in the way like he says some words, and then just in some of the tone of the song. So there's that time period that's influenced by people like the Bee Gees and the Beatles, but I could also see this being released like in the mid 2000s with artists like OK Go and The Killers. Like it feels fresh still. So it has a fun guitar solo. The cello is featured, the heavy use of the vocoder, which gives it like an auto-tune synthesized vocal part toward the end of it. It's got horns, just a little bit of everything. They threw the kitchen sink at this bad boy. It's been called a miniature pop symphony, and it's used in pop culture all the time because it's so catchy. It's a feel-good song, and it's a really elaborate arrangement, and kind of like when we talked about Good Vibrations or some of the Bee Gees songs that we talked about that has different sections, and I feel like until you listen to it critically, you don't, like, you miss how complex it is because you're just feeling good, and it gives you that upbeat feeling. But then when you really take it in, you realize how many layers it's got in different sections of the song. And the ending shows their ability to blend rock and classical elements. The ending is very different from the beginning. So y'all know I love me a little jam. And that's what we have here with Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra.
I love ELO.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Go on with your bad self.
Okay.
One pick remaining.
No pressure.
It's okay.
Make it
barometric
good.
Pressure.
It is good. It's 1990. AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Ah.
Guitar solo, Angus Young said that he has to sit down for about an hour before every show and warm up his fingers to be able to get all that, you know, in the muscles. So this guitar solo is pretty iconic and recognizable, but do not sleep on these drums. I mean, just the... You like a good, you know, musical word painting and stuff, you know. So, I mean, you've definitely got thunderous, you know, like kick drum and toms and everything. And then the vocals, you know, are just always at this crazy level with Brian Johnson. He's just... I will give our over 21 listeners a fun activity to do to this game. We played at a frat party one time, and the brothers of a fraternity, which we will also not name here, at a university, which is a larger state university, I'm just saying. So they get in a circle, and we were actually playing it live, but I mean, I guess you could do it with just the recording. Every time... Everybody has their beverage of choice. And every time you hear the word thunder, the person who is drinking the beverage that passes to the right or the left, whichever direction you choose. So at the beginning, there's a lot of thunder. So it's going to pass pretty quickly. Then you get to the verses, for example, and you have to just keep on drinking until... You hear the word thunder again, so the next person can start drinking their beverage, as you can imagine.
Seems dangerous.
People drop out
pretty
quickly, depending on the beverage that they have. So that was fun to watch. Good times. You want a fun fact?
It's time for a fun fact. Fun fact.
This one actually is a very interesting fun fact. And while I'm... You cannot deny that it... I mean...
severely underestimate my ability to deny things.
Well, that's true. Never mind.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Okay. So, the song Thunderstruck was used as part of the payload of a computer virus which attacked the Iranian nuclear program between 2009 and 2010. Reportedly developed by the U.S. and Israeli governments, Stuxnet took control of centrifuge controls in nuclear facilities across the country, causing extensive damage to machinery. Additionally, various workstations were hijacked with the song playing randomly at high volume late at night. In an email sent to Finnish computer security expert, one of the scientists involved in the program was quoted as saying... There was also some music playing randomly on several of the workstations during the middle of the night with the volume maxed out. I believe it was playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC. So that's kind of a fun, you know, we're going to mess with your stuff and just random times in the middle of the night.
That's peak trolling.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
I recommend it.
So
trolling?
Yeah.
Especially
if it's like, you know, a troublesome global neighbor like Iran.
Yeah,
yeah.
Troll.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we troll Iran?
Because I think
with
that's one of the best things is to
cause minor inconvenience to your foe, mm-hmm. just yeah. repeatedly, because that really just makes you feel, just to get them off.
Can you just imagine you're just randomly maxed out Thunderstruck?
Yeah,
just comes on, and I guess they just made it play all the way through.
What would be great is actually if they skip like the little da da da, and they just, it just
thunder.
Just first thing is thunder, you know, just out of nowhere.
Somebody it would scare soil what would
somebody great, else. But what would be yeah. great is like is if you just did that and then it went back silent.
Yes,
but you did it like it
random.
There was
times.
No way for them to pattern when it would.
Yes,
could you imagine the horror of just sitting there knowing it was coming? It's coming. It's coming. I don't know when it's coming.
Thunder. Yes. It's like the slap bet on How I Met Your Mother. You just know for years you're waiting. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
I like that idea. So I guess now we need to mention which songs we did not select. Because we have all nine. Is that right?
We do.
Oh, let's list the nine first.
Okay. Ben drafted Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks, and Weatherman by Hank Williams Jr. Heather drafted November Rain by Guns N' Roses, Tornado by Little Big Town, and Thunderstruck by AC/DC. I've drafted Fire and Rain by James Taylor, Dust in the Wind by Kansas, and Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra.
All right. So songs that we did not choose. I picked on my list songs that did not get selected. Snow, Hey-O,
that's good
by one. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ain't No Sunshine, Bill Withers. Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Heather's favorite group, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I did have Purple Rain on my list by The Legend Prince. And Against the Wind by Bob Seger.
Okay.
One of y'all want to share?
I had...
With the rest of the class?
The Wind Cries Mary by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, now we want to pick Jimi Hendrix songs. Oh, is that what we want to do now?
I knew that would get
it's
a reaction.
Not even the same thing.
No, that song's not as good. You're right.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, Rock
You
Like
to check,
a...
You probably need to check last week's episode.
Go check it out.
Yes. Go listen to
See
it.
See who you
get
agree.
Your popcorn.
Yep. It's the musicalistpodcast@gmail.com.
What do you think? Send your complaints to
you. Rocky Like a Hurricane. That's Scorpions. I also had Mr. Blue Sky. Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics. The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin. And everything else got picked.
The Rain Song. Yeah, that's good.
The ones I had on my list that did not get drafted. I also had Purple Rain, No Rain by Blind Melon. And... What's Better Than a Candle in the Wind? 5,000 Candles in the Wind. by Mouse Rat off of Parks and Recreation. It's Chris Pratt and their band. You can go listen to that. It's an ode to Lil Sebastian, the mini horse. Mm. And here's the part that hurts the most. Humans cannot ride a ghost. So it's emotional.
Yeah.
Get your tissues before you go listen to that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we have nine songs, and now we've got to cut the nine songs to five.
Working 9 to 5.
So this round we got the nine songs. We're going to try to cut them to five. That's what 9 to 5. That's why we do the song. So. I don't know. I'm looking at the list here, and is there anything that we feel like we can move straight over? The first pick, Sunshine of Your Love. Did anybody else have Sunshine of Your Love on the list?
No.
Okay. Thunder Roll. Wait, the next pick was Fire and Rain. I had Fire and Rain at number 4. Okay, the next pick was November Rain. I did not have November Rain.
I had it at 3.
Ooh, so where did you have it?
1.
You had it number 1 overall. So 1 and 3, that one's probably going to go over, I would imagine. The next pick was Tornado. I did not have Tornado on my list. Beth, did you have Tornado?
I had it at 7.
Okay. Dust in the Wind. I did not have Dust in the Wind on my list.
I had it at 9.
had it 9. Okay. Thunder Rolls. Anybody else have Thunder Rolls on your list?
I had it at 6.
6?
Nope.
Nope. Weatherman, I am quite confident I'm the only one that had that. Mr. Blue Sky?
6.
Thunderstruck. Did you have Thunderstruck?
No.
Okay, this is going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. 100% mess. Yep, this is going to be like yellow snow. Okay, we got this, though. It's weather related.
So, weather.
Thoughts? Okay. Fire and Rain. We had 2 top fives, right, with Fire and Rain? It's the only song we had where 2 people had it in the top 5.
No.
No? There was another song?
November Rain.
November Rain. That's probably going over.
So, we got November Rain.
I think November Rain and Fire and Rain are going to go over.
Okay.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a free-for-all. then it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's an absolute mess. I feel like in the last episode, or maybe the last 2 episodes, we've had some success just saying, which one would you cut?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beth, we'll start with you. If you could cut any of them, what would you cut?
I would probably cut Thunderstruck.
Okay. Heather, what would you cut?
The Weatherman.
Okay. This is going to suck because I would cut Mr. Blue Sky. So we all decided, okay. Which, if we look at it objectively,
yeah.
If we all eliminated our last round pick, that would get us a long way towards getting us to the top 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Heather and I had commonality on Mr. Blue Sky. We both had it on our list. Which is not to be said for a lot of the other songs on the
That's true.
Still available.
Okay.
It's just food for thought. I'm not saying I'm...
It is food for thought.
Not going
to... Okay, well, let's ask this question. If you had to eliminate one of your songs, like if I had to eliminate one of mine, I would eliminate Mr. Weatherman.
Well, I guess if we were all given the choice, we would cut the third one because it's...
Right.
So you're just... We're not falling for your little game.
Okay. So
it's like, let me back up and try this another angle.
Well, I'm just trying to see how we're gonna get from point A to point B.
I guess.
I'm trying to get to where we've got 3 spots remaining for the top 5, but we've got
7
songs.
Yeah.
So if we eliminate one each, then we just have to decide on one.
Wait.
Other besides that.
One other to cut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess so. I guess I don't like that, but I guess that's fine. All right. We cut our last ones. So that leaves.
I mean, I really think that those 3 are really high likelihoods to get cut anyway.
Hmm. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. So we have to cut 1 more. Sunshine of Your Love, The Thunder Rolls, Tornado, and Dust in the Wind. We have to cut 1.
I know which one I would cut.
Which is?
Tornado.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You said you're, again, let's,
rewind back to the beginning of the episode, and I really think it's important to have a song that really references the weather all the time. Well, mm-hmm. of all the songs that are left, that song references the weather more consistently throughout the song than any
more other. Than Thunder Rolls?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think, I don't
of course you don't.
I disagree with your assessment.
Of course you don't.
But I also said it had to be a really good song.
It is a good song.
It's a good song. It's not a great song. It's a good song. But I think Dust in the Wind and Thunder Rolls are great songs. Like stand the test of time songs. Like 50 years old from song. Now. 50 years from now. I think they'll still be singing Dust in the Wind. And I think they'll still be singing Thunder Rolls.
Oh, here we go. Now we're back to the... It's about what is the best song, not what your criteria is for...
My best I can recall, my criteria was both. Both of those things.
Oh, my God.
We can, you know, rewind
Moving
and...
the goalposts.
Roll that beautiful bean footage, but I'm pretty sure that my criteria was both. Was it not?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure. Take my word for it.
Okay.
Right. No.
Well, Beth, what would you cut? If you had to cut one of the six remaining.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She was like, I was hoping that you would not notice me.
No. I'm just sitting over here. Well. Can we say that the Thunder Rolls and Dust in the Wind are just going to go over? And then it seems like that was the discussion. That
no, the discussion the discussion is just to eliminate Tornado.
I'm about to be put in a...
I made a motion.
And the Sunshine of Your Love, is that still in the discussion?
It's Sunshine
that
of Your
is
Love,
not
the
even,
Rolls, Tornado.
That's a metaphor. That's not even an actual weather event. They're laying naked in the window. It's just the Sunshine of Your Love. That is not even a weather event. It might be a rainy day that he's laying there naked with his wife.
Not if the sunshine is glowing on her body. That means it's probably a
song. But the whole song is not about the sunshine
more or less,
coming through. No, it's not. It's the sunshine of your love.
Right.
Last I checked.
That's a metaphor.
Love does not produce actual sunshine.
Right. So there is the metaphor. There's the real, the very real sun illuminating her body.
Okay.
And then.
Which is mentioned once.
No. Okay. It's mentioned throughout. We can Google lyrics if you want to Google lyrics. And then there's the metaphor of the mm-hmm. sunshine of her love. I feel like you're not going to be truthful, so I'm going to have to look these up.
Yeah. Okay. And if it's getting near dawn.
That's right. It's getting near dawn.
But it's not. Okay. Well, if it's near dawn, the sun doesn't even come out until dawn. So right. It's dark.
He is setting the stage.
Mm-hmm.
He is. It's like setting the table before the meal,
which you can't eat until you set the table.
He's gonna give her his dawn surprise.
See that? He's good. Soon, I will give you my dawn surprise. It's not there yet.
I'll see when the stars start falling. So it's a clear sky.
But there's
which
no
is weather
sun.
Related. If the stars start falling, you have to be able to see the sky.
No stars
in the sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love. The light shining through on you.
Could be the moon.
It could be. Still weather.
No, the moon is not weather.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
It's the morning. Right there. The next line. It's the morning and just we two. See?
And I'll stay with you till my seas are dried up. I mean, you can try to tell me that's weather related too.
No, that's not what that means.
I'm not getting into that with you right now.
And then again, the sunshine of your life, and then again, the light shining through on you.
He just repeats what he said before, so just because he's got short-term memory loss, we can't count that as throughout. No, this does not speak of a weather event as much as tornado. Stop it.
Stop it. Tornado is purely metaphorical.
Oh, no.
Unless what you're purporting is that she is saying that she literally turns herself into a tornado.
Have you seen The Wizard of Oz? But she...
Nobody gets turned into a tornado.
No, they don't get turned into...
Doesn't happen.
What? I'm just saying that it references weather more than sunshine of your
life. It's all metaphorical in tornado. There is no real weather event that takes place.
Is sunshine, is it a weather event?
It's weather related because it's the sun.
If it's daytime, I don't know that that is a correct weather event, to be honest. If it's daytime, it's going to be
weather related.
The sun's going to come out.
It may all things weather related. And we're going to say that
but it's daytime. I mean that.
So the weatherman, not the Hank song, but the weatherman doesn't report the weather on sunny days.
It's just called day.
Or does he? Or she? I don't want to stereotype. Does the meteorologist, see what I did there?
Yeah.
Does the meteorologist report that there will be sunny days? Yes.
Well,
why?
No, well, because of a lack.
It's weather related.
Because of a lack of weather events.
No, it's not a lack of weather.
Yeah, it is. It's a lack of cloud cover.
Okay, yes. Yes, that's true. But it's not a lack of weather. The weather The weather is the conditions at the time. And that can be sunny. And climate is weather over time.
Oh, my God.
But if we say that the sunshine's not a weather, if we say that, then what we're saying is, and climate is weather over time, then what we are saying is that deserts don't have a climate. But we know they have a climate.
You are now trying to just totally foobar the whole discussion.
Well, you're the one trying to say that sunshine's not really weather related.
How do you determine what's like sunshine and what's daytime? The sun's out.
What? What are you talking about?
That's going on a sticker.
How do you determine what's sunshine and what's daytime?
I don't even know how to respond.
I'm tired.
So it seems that our...
Well, what's going to happen is Beth's going to choose anyway.
Beth's going to have to choose between sunshine of your love and tornado to cut. That's what's going to have to happen.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I know how this is going to go. But
probably right.
Just keep in mind the great guitar solo in Sunshine of Your Love. And remember how we screwed over the last great guitar solo
No, we are not talking about other episodes.
Talking about it. I talked about that.
Who is we? It sucks to be all butthurt about somebody messing up your picks, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does. Well, so I guess I'm in the hot seat.
Yeah. Here's where I'm at. I understand the classic nature of one of the songs. I did have Tornado on my list. I think maybe it's a simpler song, not quite as complex. However, you even said yourself, Ben, that I want it to reference the weather, except maybe my first pick doesn't really do that much. Like, you, that literally came out of your mouth. But then you said, oh, so in essence, I guess the sun is up. It's a whole song. So you forgot. We didn't forget. You thought we forgot, but we didn't.
But what I would like to remind you is that you should not judge based on my criteria.
What?
You need to be judging based on your criteria.
But it is weather songs. So it's more.
Right. And it is a weather song.
Well, but Tornado's Sunshine, more of a weather song.
No, it's more of a catastrophic weather song.
That's not.
You're so ridiculous. I do admire your ability to keep it going.
I do. Tenacity.
Yeah.
Tenacious.
I like,
D.
Like, part of me, like, because I have been
tenacious
knowing.
B.
I knew that this moment would come. Could see the writing on the wall from your discussion. Mm-hmm. I could have broken in and said, well, listen, here's my choice. But I was getting my popcorn out. But based on your own admission that it's less of a weather song, it doesn't reference weather that much. And is this a song? Or this is a list about weather. I'm going to choose Tornado.
Boo.
So, we have five songs, five weather songs. November Rain by Guns N' Roses, Fire and Rain by James Taylor, The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks, Dust in the Wind by Kansas, and Tornado by Little Big Town.
I think we can probably know where Tornado's going to
go.
Yeah,
let me just go ahead and put that down there. So that's step one. Now what?
Well, Dust in the Wind is in, right?
Yeah.
And Thunder Rolls and November Rain and Fire and Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think, I may be wrong, would like to think that one is going to be a battle between Fire and Rain and Thunder Rolls.
I'll be honest with you. I do like this better than November Rain, because I really put the Thunder Rolls that low because Garth Brooks is kind of a baby about where you can listen to his music.
But that doesn't change the quality of the song.
Well, the part I like most about November Rain, you got to wait like 8 minutes to hear.
Well, good things come to those who wait.
Well, I could just...
Or can fast forward. Let's go back.
All that to say, I'm not married to the...
Where did you have November Rain on yours?
At three.
At three. And I had it at one. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have it at all?
Mm-mm.
No.
But I kind of feel like being an equal opportunity offender.
Did you
today.
Have Thunder Rolls on your...
Yeah.
Where was it?
A six. But remember,
six,
I said
where
that
was it for
I put
you?
It low because I was mad at Garth.
Where was it for me?
Oh, it's not. Oh.
It was two. Number two for me.
Yeah, it's not on my list at all.
You know what? You've been wrong a lot. You've not been on your game the last 2 weeks.
Is that. Okay.
I feel like you've missed some.
Uh-huh. I'm just sitting here. I'm going to let him keep lobbing him over because he'll come for me if I'm just.
So where does that leave us?
I think it leaves us
I think
with
it, November Rain and Fire and Rain 1 and 2.
No. No, ma'am. No. No. You can't have too many rain songs at the beginning.
Oh my God. Mm. The last list literally had like four songs with the same title. So, no.
But there's a, it was called Crazy Songs. I mean, we,
oh my God. Okay.
This is wet. There's a lot of different kinds of weather. Thunder rolls. You know, if I was going to make like bread rolls, I would call
them thunder rolls.
Call them thunder rolls.
Yeah. Okay.
They'd be instant rolls. You make them lightning quick.
Oh. Oh. There's an idea there.
There's a nugget of an idea.
There is. But now you've said it. You've given it away. So somebody's going
to get on that really quickly.
Gonna,
yeah. Somebody's going to come up with thunder rolls.
I have some friends who bake.
So, all right. So, we'll Fire and Rain is, everybody's in agreement that it's in the top two. Beth, you have to decide whether Thunder Rolls is in the top two or November Rain is in the top two.
So, since we're saying that Fire and Rain is definitely in and the other two are questionable, that would mean Fire and Rain is one.
That would depend on what song goes into. I mean, yes, it's likely to be number one, I think.
Well, then let's just do that.
I want some assurances first.
And I would just like to let our listeners in on a little backstage pre-show conversations, like, well, Heather, you're petty. So, I mean, y'all are making deals right here at the table.
I didn't make a deal.
Y'all are.
I didn't participate
in
a deal.
He's trying to make deals.
He's trying, but you're accusing me of something. And oh, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You shouldn't take that. There's no way you should take that, Beth.
That would be petty.
Ben.
You need to tell her she's going to back November Rain up. In fact, now I think you need to put Dust in the Wind up in front of November Rain.
You know?
She could do it.
I could.
She could do it.
Which actually I would.
Which I did on my list. So don't threaten me with a good time. So Fire and Rain's number one, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to end up being number one.
Super. Now what, guys?
Even though
Dust in the Wind,
that's your call.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I would want Dust in the Wind at number two. So that throws a little kink in the plans. Does anyone else? Could
Where
anyone
was
else
Dust in the Wind on your original list?
Two, ma'am.
Where was November Rain?
Three, but I could change my mind on that one. Because I put, again,
well, if we're going by the numbers, Dust in the Wind was like nine on my list.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking. I'm asking for input.
So November Rain should be second.
November Rain doesn't even make sense to people in Canada because it snows in November.
What the heck are you talking about?
We got to think about the world.
That's right. You know, I mean, people like in New Brunswick are like, November Rain? What is this? Voodoo.
It doesn't rain in November.
It snows.
But it doesn't ever rain.
Probably
it
not.
It snows all the time.
No. I would imagine. I would imagine starting in about October. Brr, very cold. When I went to Denver in November, snow.
In Denver. In the mountains.
Yeah. Well, if it would make you feel better, we could change the argument instead of Canada to Denver. People in Denver like November rain. What? Huh. Nonsense. Yeah.
This, we seem to be at an impasse. I don't know why.
Okay, so which do you think should be ahead of what? Do you think?
Why is it me? Because I would put Dust in the Wind at number two, because that's what's on my
list.
Well,
let's take for a moment the two songs at hand. Would you?
Which are what? But why?
Well, let's not talk about number two, for example. Which one do you think should be ahead of the other one? Thunder
there
Rolls.
There are three songs we're talking about.
We're not talking about number two. They could be 3-4. They could be 2-3. They could be 2-4.
You're talking about
If you just had to place one in front of the other, would you put Thunder Rolls ahead of November Rain or November Rain above Thunder Rolls?
But why do those have to be together? Why do those have to be? Why? Because you're trying to pigeonhole me into a place where I say, okay, I would pick the Thunder Rolls, and then you'll be like, okay, now that has to be number two, which then that puts Dust in the Wind. If you've made me select that they are adjacent to each other, means that Dust in the Wind is number four, and I don't really like that.
No, I didn't say that. I said the exact opposite of that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said they could be 2-3. They could be three four.
Which that's they're still together.
Or they could be 2-4. I said they could be 2-4.
Okay.
Those are the three options.
But.
I'm just wondering which one you think goes in front of the other one. Because then the discussion for two would be between that and Dust in the Wind, potentially.
Well, I like the Thunder Rolls better than November Rain.
I agree with that assessment. And I like Dust in the Wind better than November Rain, so I would move November Rain all the way back to four.
Oh, boy. But I like Dust in the Wind better than the Thunder Rolls.
Well, we
so
could
that
have
would
a
be Heather's choice.
We could have a conversation between two.
We can have a conversation as soon as we move Heather's song all the way back to number four. So
right.
I'm outvoted, so y'all work it out.
Well, you're gonna have to come back in a second.
Nope.
You have to, because you're the deciding vote then if we do that between. So now you're mad at both of us.
Right.
So this should be fun.
It's not 3:30 in the morning, but it is, in fact, 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So.
It's your choice.
Yeah, because she's going to want Dust in the Wind at 3.
At 2.
2. And I'm going to want Thunder Rolls at 2.
I absolutely do not care. Well,
my goodness. Come on now.
Oh, no, I really don't, so I'm just going to have to pick one. Well, I mean, Dust in the Wind was on my list. It was number 9, but it was on my list.
Might I suggest you go by alphabetical order by last name?
What? Kansas is a band. It doesn't even... By last name.
Brooks and Kansas.
So actually, no last name is a blank space, which actually
means
would go before. Which would actually, if you're... No, because if you're putting a file name in, that would actually go before the B. So sure. Let's do it that way. Womp womp.
I'm just going by what was on my list.
So that all means right. Kansas goes in.
Nice.
We have a list.
Well, it is a list. All right. The final ranking, the best weather songs. Number 1, Fire and Rain by James Taylor. Number 2, Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Number 3, The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. 4, November Rain by Guns N' Roses. And 5, Tornado by Lil Big Town. Lil Big Town.
You got 2 songs in there.
Yeah.
I haven't got 2 songs in quite some time. Did I get 2 songs?
Is that true?
Maybe I got them in the last episode. Maybe I just feel bad because Jimi Hendrix got taken out. But if I didn't get Jimi Hendrix, I feel pretty confident that I did not get 3 in or 2 in.
Yeah, no, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a while.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We'll get y'all cultured up. But hey, thanks for listening to our podcast, to the music list. Remember, like, share, get in touch with us on our social media, and we will catch up with you guys 2 weeks from today.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.